Today from the Ohio Newsroom, homelessness in Steubenville.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Jefferson County's only homeless shelter closed in October, leaving people in the eastern Ohio community of Steubenville without emergency overnight shelter just as temperatures dropped for the winter. Now, 3 months later, the county is still trying to find a long-term solution. Beth Rupert Warren is the Community Service Coordinator for the Jefferson County Resource Network, an initiative that aims to connect people with the aid they need. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
So what happened? Why did Urban Mission's emergency shelter in Steubenville close in the first place?
They closed because of changes that were occurring with funding and their ability to maintain the services. They were very diligent in that those that were currently housed at the time of the closing, they were able to coordinate to make sure that no one was just left on the street, that they coordinated them with various opportunities for shelter.
Got it. So what are people doing now who are in need of shelter? You know, without a homeless shelter, where are unhoused people going?
We do have warming centers here, so it's very, you know, temporary. Sometimes it's hourly. You know, sometimes it's just for maybe 24 hours. Some people are having to go to other areas, other counties and communities. I think something that makes us unique in Jefferson County is because we are tri-state. We are literally on the river, right across the river from West Virginia. We're like 20 minutes from Pennsylvania state line. So that makes us very unique that we have people coming from multiple states. But we're really trying. The community's done a very good job. It's really been encouraging to see the community come together and foster relationships to address this issue and the needs.
Are there any long-term solutions on the horizon?
Yes, there are. We are working now with another county agency that hopefully will be coming here sometime soon and be opening up another agency that will be providing a homeless shelter. It's going to be one building. Previously, we had like one for men and then one for women and children. So this dynamic is going to be changing. We've got people who are already willing to make donations, to volunteer. It's just, unfortunately, the timeline right now is when it's frigid and cold. And, you know, we need to be able to meet those needs. So people are working together and we're hopefully, you know, keeping people as warm as possible.
Yeah. Well, Steubenville obviously isn't the only Ohio community having discussions about how to help unhoused people right now. South of Jefferson County, the Marietta Planning Commission just rejected a proposal for an overnight shelter. And, you know, statewide, a count in 2024 found more than 8,000 people in Ohio were experiencing homelessness, but there were less than 6,000 shelter beds for them. What do you think the state could do to better help people who are in the midst of housing instability?
I think where the state could come in my opinion, just being helpful would be that when you look at it, that it's also not just a shelter, but you're wrapping around services, that there are numerous various components that can put someone in the situation of being homeless. You know, so I know one thing that's had a positive impact here, Milton Recovery just opened here in Jefferson County, the residential drug and alcohol treatment. And I know numerous people that were homeless on the streets, they have been wonderful in supporting and getting those people into treatment if they're willing to come. So, you know, it's those type of things where you address the issues that created the homelessness and try to support the individuals and making those life changes.
That was Beth Rupert Warren with the Jefferson County Resource Network. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.